Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and today I want to talk about two specific topics. The first has to do what we did this past Thursday, providing a proclamation regarding Recovery Month of 2023. On hand, we had a few members from our Carroll County Health Department to share some of their stories and then us share ours as well in appreciation. Amy from the health department, along with Jermaine and Hannah, were just awesome. You could tell when people share their stories from their heart and from their experiences. And I've said often, another word for experience is scar tissue. And some of them have scar tissue that you just would not expect, but have this level of resiliency and strength and courage that allows them to move forward and also tell their story. And it had to do with addiction and resiliency and bouncing back from addiction. I've shared with you, I think in the past, that I have my own addiction, but it didn't have to do with drugs or alcohol. It has to do with anxiety, depression, PTSD. And it was identified and diagnosed over a decade ago. And I see a doctor and I talk about it and I share with folks about it because I don't want someone who's been in the military or anyone for that matter to go through what I've done and just hide it and put a mask over it. So every time I talk to my doctor, say, hey, I'm feeling better, they say, that's great. You're not going off your medication. Continue. I don't rely on the medication, but it is a part of a recovery plan, along with doing what I love to do, and that is serving you, providing a purpose in my life, sharing with my family especially, Audrey, Emily, and Sam, who are just phenomenal. Audrey and I just celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary, and I'm looking forward to the next 29 as well. It's a journey. It's not just a destination, but there's a saying, and I found it from a kid's book. It's called, I think, The Big Panda and Little Dragon. And the big panda asked the little dragon, what's more important, the journey or the destination? And the little dragon said, well, it's obviously the company. And boy, is he right. We have such great company in our community. We rely on each other, our family, friends, neighbors, Carroll Countyans, all working together, taking care of everything. That's what this proclamation meant to me, this Recovery Month proclamation. It's about the company. It is about the journey. It's about going after the destination. But it's all of us working together, and our health department and our teams just do a phenomenal job. So thank you so much, Amy, of course, and then also Jermaine and Hannah. They really were the stars this morning and talking about their challenges. Speaking of another challenge, and this is where I'm going to take on another topic, it has to do with what happened 22 years ago, and that is September 11th, when all of a sudden we didn't start seeing planes as just a mode of transportation. We saw them as evil, as three planes crashed and killed, murdered almost 3,000 folks from so many different places. You know, many of us share where we were at that time specifically, and or how we never saw another plane in that same manner. Others seem to forget or not be told of these atrocities that occurred that morning. And it's not because of being wrong, but sometimes I feel it's a neglect. And unfortunately, we neglect without even trying to be wrong or trying to neglect telling that story. I feel like it's incumbent on all of us to share that story of what happened that day. Those that can remember, those that were there, were old enough and understand, and ensure that they tell the story that we were hit hard. It was the biggest gut punch, you know, we ever felt. And we fell down, and we went on bended knee. And then we got up, and we got up quick enough where the dust was not allowed to settle on us. And we were strong, and we became strong and stronger and continue to strengthen our bond as a country. That's what 9/11 meant to me, and that's what it does mean. We went after the evil. We didn't allow them to stand still. We did all we could to ensure that 9/11 will never happen again. That was part of my 30 plus years in uniform, was focused on that. But more than just those 30 years, my entire life, and this ties into 9/11, but I'm going to take it on a bit of a tangent, is that my entire life as being a Jew, we celebrate Passover in the spring, and we are directed, we're demanded, we're told to ensure that we tell the Passover story every year. We know what the story is. We read it from a book, it's called the Haggadah, and we repeat the same story every year. So why say the same thing over and over and over again? The reason we do is to ensure that we maintain the understanding and the importance of what Passover was about. It was also to learn the empathy for others who are marginalized, who are regarded as strangers, who are used as scapegoats or depicted in stereotypes. The Torah, or the five books of Moses, commands us to love the stranger and to learn from our own experience to identify with the oppressed. And finally, the Seder, or the first night of Passover, the story teaches us of hope. I'm sharing this with you because to me, after 9/11, it seems like we forget a lot about that. We cannot disregard our strangers. We should not use them as scapegoats. We should embrace folks around us. We should continue to focus our attention on not marginalizing folks. We should share empathy. And if you can't share the empathy because you can't walk in someone's shoes, show the sympathy and try to understand what somebody has gone through. Most recently, we lost a very, very dear friend on our team, Jack Liburn. Jack was our economic developer for 20 plus years. Jack was a mentor of mine. Jack was a colleague of all of ours. But most of all, he was a friend. He was someone that I can count on to sit back and talk about the things that should be done in Carroll County and in our community. He was taken from us way too soon and way too aggressively. He will surely be missed, and I'm wishing him eternal rest, and I'm wishing all that knew him, his family, his friends, his colleagues, his neighbors, I'm wishing them that his memories will always be a blessing. With that, I'd like to sign off by wishing everybody a wonderful week. Take a moment to remember 9/11 for those that gave their ultimate sacrifice without even knowing that that was going to be happening. And remind us that we are stronger together and we will always stand up quick enough and not allow the dust to settle on us as true Americans, Marylanders, and Carroll Countyans. As always, life is good, and wishing you a great day. Thank you.